So where are you girls from?
Chaska.
Le Sueur. But I went to high school in White Bear Lake.
Go Bears.
Stars! The White Bear Lake Bears! The yard sale is on and they're headed to the state tournament! Unbelievable! The number one team in hockey is shut down here at the State Fair Coliseum.
From White Bear Lake, Minnesota, it's the Chalvey Show with Zach Halverson and Chad Olson on the Horn.
It's a beautiful day, Chad.
Yeah, it is.
It is a gorgeous day outside. I'm happy. I mean, it's going to be completely torrential rain, downpours, hail, winds. All that stuff later. I guess we just got a severe thunderstorm watch. It's great to have a weather radio around. I mean, I know you would probably want it more than I would just because of your past experiences with the Hugo tornado. But, you know, yeah. I'm very happy that we have one because it saved our lives twice. Not really. I don't know. It's just nice to have. It'll tell you when there's a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm watch or, you know, that flash flood advisory or, my favorite, winter storm advisory. It won't tell you that. We had to change the settings because, you know.
We got a winter storm in Minnesota. Oh,
you know, everybody loves getting woken up at 3 in the morning to be told it's going to snow outside. So we had to change that. By the way, shout out to Mark Martin, who's still alive, racing today. Logano won today. We watch racing. I don't know. I think we're the only Minnesotans. Well, I mean, not the only Minnesotans, but the only people in this area, except for, well, Boogie doesn't even watch NASCAR, that actually watches NASCAR. So if you go up, like, northern Minnesota, you see it a lot more. But, yeah, we're one of the few, so we can't really talk about it because I mean, everybody's like, who cares about the cars going in circles? And it's not circles. It's trials. I love Pocono. That's a cool track.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Pocono. Anyway, so we got a lot to talk about. The lacrosse team wrapped up their season a few weeks ago that we haven't been able to talk about completely yet. So let's get into some boys lacrosse. Wrap up on some softball action as well, as it really has been, and the entire season has been heartbreaking for White Bear Lake. You know, it hasn't been. My first thought was awful. I told Tim Herman, the AD at White Bear Lake, that man, you know, it's been an awful year for White Bear Sports. He's like, no, and I corrected myself. I said it's been heartbreaking because every time, you know, we've seen to have teams that really could go far, and then something happens. I mean, from football to hockey, basketball, girls basketball. Just a heartbreaking year, and then now you have the overall theme continued into spring sports, and it's very, very, very unfortunate. What are you doing?
I don't know.
It's in your chin, whatever. So, by the way, if you want to talk about any of the things in White Bear Lake sports, you want to join us on the show, we've opened up what is called the Sennheiser Hotline, a.k.a. 612-424-2589, 612-4-CHALVEY, and you can join in the discussion. Hopefully you won't swear.
Yeah, we don't need any of that.
We are live, if you are listening to us live. If you're listening to us on iTunes or the podcast version on Stitcher, don't call in. Because we won't be here. But you actually can call in. You can just leave a message with what your comment is, a question. So you can be like, hey, this is Jim in Badness Heights. And I was just wondering, like, what do you think about new White Bear football coach Ryan Bartlett? And then we would just respond saying, well, Jim, thanks for the comment. And then we'd go on. I don't know what to think about him yet. We'll talk about that, I think, the next show. I don't want to, like, take all the. I mean, we're going to try to do this entire summer, and it's kind of hard to cover high school sports in the summer because, believe it or not, the entire all the sports are done.
Really?
They don't play any sports in the summertime.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll save that for another show. We'll maybe even get him on. He's very, very happy and willing to do stuff with the media. So, and that's always nice because
unlike
the previous
coach
wasn't so open to things. Like that, you know. Get props to Bob Jackson for a great how many seasons, 19 or whatever?
Sure.
I don't know. It was around there. And so thanks a lot for him and his to him and all of his dedication. And he is on Facebook, by the way. I didn't think
he was.
How
do you know that?
The TV 19 Sports Administrator on Facebook, and I think he was tagged in a post or something like that. And I was surprised. How cool. So anyway, moving on to let's get into just get the softball stuff out of the way. Heartbreaking. I mean, they had kind of a really good run. They get to the section final, and they have to win one of the two games. They just have to win one of the two games against Stillwater, and they lose both.
Wow.
It's just been the overall theme. White Bear Sports has just suffered this year, and softball was no different. I mean, there was some great pitching. We had, you know, great batting and all that, but the pitching on the other side, and I can't remember her name. I called her name millions of times, but the Stillwater Ponies pitcher was just brutally awesome.
Brutally amazing. Awesome.
I think she played the entire game, the first game, I think, and not, if I'm not mistaken, the entire second game, and just shut down this Bears team. So I just want to give a quick shout-out to the White Bear softball team because they did a lot of good things out there this season. They had a heck of a run. And, you know, North St. Paul, Hill Murray, the two teams they're, you know, supposed to meet in the finals, they weren't there. No, and North St. Paul is a team that, you know, you watch every year. They lost their head coach over the break last year, but it was replaced by an assistant coach that, you know, in fact, their head coach was there at the games, and it was pretty not a good sight for North St. Paul to lose, especially with their talents such as Tabby Bears and Carly Pickett, all those very, very talented softball players, seniors, and that are gone. And so North St. Paul softball's got some rebuilding to do, but we're not talking about North St. Paul. We're talking about White Bear Lake, and maybe they could definitely put together. They got a lot of juniors out there that are going to be seniors next year that could really lead this team to very great places. And so we'll see how they do next year. You know, because, you know, we want success in any sport. You know, people say, well, you know, softball isn't as popular as some other sports. But, I mean, come on. We want every sport to be successful here. We want a state championship and everything. Because, honestly, I know it's not doesn't carry that much weight, but be able to tell another school that, hey, you know, we won the softball state tournament.
Ooh.
You know. And what do you have, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and really, though, I will say, it was like there was something on the Northeast Metro this year. Because it wasn't just White Bear. Monty Medi lost a heartbreaker in lacrosse. Hill Murray, I think, went out early in lacrosse. And I guess Hill Murray did some really good stuff in hockey. But other than that, did any teams in this area do that much damage? I mean, the five teams that we cover at TV19, it's just been boring in the playoffs this year because there's nothing, you know, nothing's happened. North St. Paul hockey had a great opportunity this year. Justin and Tyler Oliver, and they really did well, and they almost beat, I think, Roseville the second quarter.
Was it like double overtime?
Yeah, and then I think they were leading, and Roseville tied it and then beat them, and it might have been double OT, so. It's just been heartbreaking left and right in this area. Hopefully next year it's better. But actually, if you think about it, though, we've had a lot of success over the past years, you know. Hill Murray had a good run in football. Hill Murray had a great year this year. I don't know what I'm talking about. But they're going to get a new football coach, too. Have they announced it yet?
I'm not sure.
Maybe they have. I don't know. I thought they were going to do it sometime soon. But, yeah. So, terrific run, though, for White Bear softball. Moving on to lacrosse. A sport that we covered three games, the final three games that they played, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately couldn't make it four or five or, geez, seven would have been even better. Or six. I don't know how it works. I'm just a radio host. But what a great season. At least first 7/8 of it was great. And then they seemed to trail off, especially that Monty Medi game. Took a hit, and same with, you know, losing Trenton game. It was tough. It's tough to lose that leader. It was cool to see him come back there, I believe, in the Moundsview game, get an assist. And You know, it was like his first time out in the field, and he goes right out there, gets an assist, and it just shows you how much they are missing, and how much they missed, especially not only in that Montemuda game, but in that Blaine game on Saturday morning. That was a kind of a fluke, though. I mean, you have to think about Saturday morning at 11:30 in Blaine after a Friday night.
On a football practice field.
Yeah, it wasn't the most ideal conditions for anybody, including us, but we're not talking about us. But it was bad.
Yeah, it was.
But, you know, the White Bear lacrosse team, they had three seniors this year. That is, I mean, have you ever heard of a team in any sport graduating only three seniors?
Nope. Not that's that good.
Oh, man. And you know, we say thank you to, help me out here, Zach Meyer. David Trudeau and
Scott Larson.
We bid adieu to them. Thank you so much. But now looking into the future, what do we have here? I mean, there's so much potential for this roster next year from all the juniors, some sophomores. Heck, David Costello is sophomore this year. He's going to be a junior next year. What is he going to be able to do? I mean, there's so much potential that... I mean, this is a team that really, it'd be tragic if they didn't do anything.
Yeah, it would be.
You know, this team could bring home some hardware, and some serious hardware at that. And so hopefully they do something, unlike the Twins, who, 6-0.
Well.
Just turned it there. Hopefully they do something. Seth King, Nick Truen. Some of those seniors out there, including Trenton Game, which will be back next year. You'll have a senior captain that's been captain for 2 years. And I mean, it's a team that if they put their hearts and minds and they just do what they need to do, they don't get overconfident, they don't do, you know, party too hard and on nights. I mean, and all the cross players are, brah. They could do something, and I'm really excited to watch that. And we're going to do some more lacrosse, I think, next year on the Horn. We're going to start a lot more sooner in the season. And keep you updated on that team, on those teams as well. So, yeah, if you have a comment, question about the Viper lacrosse or anything we talked about or anything we aren't talking about yet, the Sennheiser hotline is 612-424-2589, 612-4-CHALVY. And it is Chalvy.
Yeah,
not
Jake Peltier.
C. Helvey show? No. It's Chalvy. But you know what? It really isn't. It was a name I thought of in about 5 minutes, and I ran with it. And we're not going to change it.
You can't now. After we bought those trademarks and
it's
copyrights.
True. Yep, and that billboard off of 694.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and the Super Bowl ad.
Yeah.
I'm just
kidding. That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Thanks to U.S. Bank for that.
Yeah. I don't think they know about that yet. I'm just kidding. We should do that though. Take out a loan. Get our own studios.
What?
Oh man. We'll build in that place next to the Caribou over there. We'll buy that place out and build a studio.
Won't we just move into the Vadna Sports Center?
Well, it will be vacant soon, so just four walls and hey, we can make our own ice, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. That place would be on. I'm just thinking, though, that place by Caribou in downtown White Bear, by that photo place.
Oh, yeah, that little shack.
That little shack, red shack thing. Maybe we just...
They sell ice cream or something there?
Yeah, something like that. I say we either move into that shack, or we could just bulldoze it down and build our own little...
Yeah.
It'd be a cool location.
No one would miss it.
No, that wouldn't be a big impact. So, yeah, we'll take that place down. Maybe, I don't know. We got to get money. Oh, nice catch of Span. He's back. Maybe the flu or something.
Yeah.
Let's get denarded, huh? Okay. What else? White Bear-wise. You have anything? How about Ryan Carter? We haven't talked about him.
He stepped it up.
He scored in game two.
Yeah, he did. Right? Sure.
And so, Ryan Carter doing some damage in the Stanley Cup finals.
He has more points in the playoffs, I think, than he had all season.
I was
pretty close to it.
Yeah. He's been amazing. And he almost got one a couple in last night, just couldn't finish them, which is okay, you know.
They still won.
Right. The deal is now we're looking at Monday night, which you're going to be at baseball. I'm going to be at home watching the game.
And if there's a Game 7,
I don't know.
I have a baseball
game. See, that's
game.
The thing, though. I mean, we're talking about Brian Carter doing this and that, man. And if they, oh, man. We need to get the entire city of White Bear behind Brian Carter here and the Devils. We want to see that thing again.
Yeah, we do.
35 pounds of metal.
I didn't see it the last time, so.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I didn't know about it until my dad picked me up. Oh, we're going to the Sports Center. Okay. Oh, man. But another cool thing was at the Sports Center. You probably didn't go to that when the Wild came to White Bear. And watching Derek Boogaard come in and he's just towering over everybody. And it's funny because I actually had a hockey camp. It's fall camp after when the Wild came to the Sports Center. And needless to say, the ice wasn't in the best condition. Yeah, a little bumpy ride out there. They don't even have a Zamboni at the Sports Center. They've got an Olympia because, you know, I don't know why. Olympias suck. And so the ice was not in the best condition. It was just, you know, but man, I miss Derek Boogaard. What a great guy. It's too bad. Anyway, I want to talk about sometime this summer when we find some time to talk about hitting and all that stuff, all the National Hockey League recent stuff, and also maybe even get in some NHL media news because the ratings have been very disappointing this year and for the Stanley Cup. I'm pissed. Why aren't people watching?
Because they're too busy watching basketball.
Well, there was some sex in Game 1, Game 2, Game 3, Game 4. Come on. Nothing. And it's frustrating because, like, hockey fans complain, and then they don't watch the games.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't like. Then again, though, the Nielsen rating thing could be flawed. I don't know. The rating system could be flawed. Maybe not. I don't know.
Is the NBA rigging it?
Yeah. They rig everything, don't they? What else? So Ryan Carter doing good. Another news. Euro 2012.
What?
What's that? Soccer tournament going on.
Oh.
How's the U.S. doing?
Oh.
We know about it. I'm not getting into soccer, I'm not starting to hate it as much as I used to. Because, I mean, if you watch it for 5 minutes and you get a goal, then it's fine. But if you watch it for 90 minutes and you get, like, nothing, I don't know. It's how you watch the game. It's really tough, though, I will be honest with you. High school soccer is where it's at because you got a smaller field and, you know, a little bit tighter quarters. I honestly think the game of soccer could be so much better if they just made the field a little bit smaller. And I know they're saying, oh, well, they can punt it for 100 yards, whatever, but I don't care. Then it goes out of bounds or something.
Yeah, it does.
Or, heck, I'd say play soccer, put boards on the sides, play it in a arena, like a hockey rink.
Ooh.
Call it corner kick. And then go to business in 10 years. Too soon?
I don't think so.
No. I went to that place. I only went there once.
Never went there.
Impressive. Looks like their Willingham is starting the 8-run comeback.
When are we going to Sky Zone again?
For $500 for a half hour. I don't know. Sky Zone in Oakdale. What a crazy place that is. I don't know. Dodgeball could be so much better if it wasn't for the fact that the balls were like kickballs, and every time it hit you, you're like, ow. You know, I don't know. Those balls are hard. Did you get one in the face?
Yeah.
I got one in the face. Marks all over. Oh, man. It hurt. Nose. Boom. But, yeah, crazy place. Sky Zone. I love it. What else is going on in the news? Anything?
Matt Todd's race team won last night.
Shout out to Matt Todd. Our preparation is... We had a great weekend, though.
Yeah, we did.
Rock Band is fun again. Kind of going through a little phase. I'm sure it'll go out soon. But, you know, we go through, like, phases as friends. Like, what do we like to do? We like to go to a kid's house in the fall. We like to go to high school hockey games in the winter. And we like to play Rock Band in the summer, okay? Can you blame us? I sing, okay? And I suck at singing. But when you have an entire band and you got a bunch of kids who won't sing, you have to sing. And I love singing, but I suck at it.
Mm-hmm.
I can do Melissa's song. I can't do Avenged Sevenfold.
Well, you suck like the rest of us in the band. So.
Well, that's true. Everybody kind of was. I'm okay on the drums. I'm getting back into. I used to be able to do like upper 90% and hard on drums, and then I stopped playing, and now I'm kind of starting to get back into it. The tough part is not the drums part, hitting the drums. It's the foot pedal, because if you play hard, the foot pedal's not always in sync with the drums, so it's, you know, foot pedal green, foot pedal, you know, like, that's when it's tough. So, I used to actually be good at that. I learned that skill, and then now I lost the skill.
That's a great skill.
Yeah, now we got Morneau on bass. 8-0. The comeback starts at the bottom of the ninth. Here we go.
Nice facial hair.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous. McDonald's cups have Twins logos on them now again. Why don't they ever do Wild logos?
That's yeah, what the know. Heck?
Jeez.
I'm complaining.
So we've got two infield hits to start off the bottom of the ninth. You kidding me?
By guys that's supposed to hit home runs.
Yeah. Great job by our power hitters here. Oh, man. So, but we got to get out to the Twins game sometime, Chad.
Yeah, we do.
We do. I'm so bored right now, Chad. It's like summertime. I like school.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go back. Heck, you know, I'm going to do a few more years of high school. Just for old time's sake. You know?
Graduate with the class of 2016?
Yeah,
what?
2016. I was thinking 27. Oh, I don't like odd numbers. 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Do a 5-year. I'll be there in time for our 5-year.
Still haven't graduated, guys.
Hi. Man, I can't believe it, though, man. Our senior year is upon us. You nervous?
No.
I'm nervous. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm good. So, what else do we have? What else do we have? I'll have another. Did he get it?
I think he won the triple crown.
I think he got it. No, that's a sad story. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Like, having a horse, and you're, like, getting ready to go, going for, like, history, and then all of a sudden...
Tons of people are behind it, and then, making the bets.
Oh, and then he's like, yeah, we can't go with him. He's retired.
What about Russo's comments?
That was inappropriate, uncalled for. Oh, man, that was crazy. I can't talk too much about it, because I'm not going to go into it, but people are stupid on Twitter sometimes. Another hit! Wow. We're halfway there now. halfway to time. Oh, yeah. We're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand. I'll make it, I swear. Oh, man. Carla Atch. I'm not going to say her full name. Carla.
What'd she say?
She says why. I don't know. It says she says why right here. I don't. Ugh. What is she saying why to?
That's
your mom, I think, right? Allegedly.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Here we go. What the heck? No! Where's my rim shot? I love this thing. This little red button. There we go. We gotta think of some jokes.
You think I don't got any today.
I'm so exhausted right now. I was up till much later than I should have.
Yeah.
We were just talking, though. It was nice. Nice little deep talk about...
With Jake Peltier.
Yes. And
Austin Shuns.
Yeah, shout out to those guys. It was fun. Fun last... They were in the band. Night before, we had a lot more people here.
Yeah.
What a great weekend at the Halverson household. You know. I mean, there was some guy I didn't even know that came in here.
Yeah, who was he?
Is he left?
I haven't seen him in a while.
He went... Into the garage.
Maybe he was in the garage.
But I haven't been in the garage for 2 days. probably should check on him.
Yeah.
Leave him
there.
There's some frozen food in there. There's a freezer. Wow. This is this Russard guy, whatever his closer.
Nice hair.
Yeah, very nice flow. But he's blowing it Matt Kapp style.
Hey, he's had a good year.
Okay, fine.
Kinda.
Oh, man, I remember. Nice fan, by
That's
the way.
A great orange
it's
fan. That's
an orange fan. If you're watching the Twins game, you know what we're talking about. If you're not watching the Twins game, you have no idea. What? What are these idiots talking about? What are some things that you need to know? If you are interested in media, whatever it is, photography, journalism, blah, 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 et cetera. I don't know if you're interested. If you're interested in blah, 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 I probably should see a doctor. Give us a, how do I say this? Give us a, I don't want to say ring, because you're not going to call.
You're not going to call.
But fill out the form by going to join the horn on the top of the page. Or hopefully you like the redesign, too. Kind of made it look a little fresh, a little lush.
Yeah.
Have you said lush at all today?
I haven't. That's the first.
The lush count is one right
yeah.
now. Now two now.
When's the lush count? Or is that going to be a daily weekly feature?
Ting, 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 ting. Somebody says lush. It'll be great. It's a great word, Chad. I don't know where you found it. And why do I use... So when I go to my Gmail account, it goes to gmail.ca or something. I don't know why I've got Canada on here. Bauer.
So when are we going to have specific segments for the show that are every show?
We got to start doing it. We got to go into planning for this. Now that, you know, we don't have to worry about anything, you know, that is school-related. I mean, we both still kind of have to, but, yeah, we're going to get some segments, we're going to get some guests, regular guests.
Yeah.
We'll do a lot more stuff. By the way, you can now hear the Chalvey Show while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio, on-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode of the Chalvey Show is always available for you. There is no syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. It's available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Just go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Did you get that?
That was a great commercial.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a commercial.
It wasn't. It was a recorded, or not even recorded, it was an on-air read.
Yeah, it was.
If you're good at reading, which I wasn't there because I kind of slipped up a few times. You know, but if you're good at reading, you know, you want to get on the Chalvey Show on your own podcast. Look for Bravenick to get his own podcast.
That'd be great.
It'd be video, though. I mean, he's got a face for TV.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Let's be honest.
Easy.
Everybody knows. It's not.
So, it's okay.
Okay. Is it good?
Settle down.
Alrighty. So, what else do we have? I think I just saw a kid on you.
Who?
Kid from a line like church named Justin or something.
Justin Andrews?
No, Justin Andrews. He got it. When
I'm
he,
see him in a
should
couple
we give
hours.
Him a call?
I'm gonna see Justin.
Should
in a
we give
hours.
Him a call?
Give him a ring.
You know, we've been talking about getting him on the Chalvey Show forever.
He was pissed at the Totino game.
Yes, because we brought in Jake Bravenick and not him, and I felt really bad about it. So let's see if I can luck up Justin Andrews' number. In the meantime, Chad's gonna give us his thoughts on global warming.
Al Gore was right.
We're all gonna die.
We're all gonna die. Haven't you listened to Peter Pittman?
Oh, man.
Yellowstone's gonna blow.
Yeah, it is. Nobody knows what we're talking about.
No, they don't.
Justin Andrews.
He's gonna say something bad.
He is. Who the is this? And what the do you want? Who's 612-424-2589? Oh, Justin, you're not going to answer. They never do. They never do.
You have reached the
Thanks
print.
A lot, Justin.
Should we give his number out? Come on.
651.
I'm not going to do that. I don't
like
get why
TV
people...
shows up. Boop, boop, boop.
Here's the deal. Why don't people ever just, you know, I don't know, change their voice so you don't have to listen to their number?
Yeah, it's...
Oh,
what
I hate
the
it.
Heck?
I hate that. I absolutely hate it. I mean, here, listen to mine, okay? It's very simple, and I want you to pay close attention to the fact that it doesn't tell you how to leave a message or when to leave a message, because you don't need to know when to leave a message. You don't need to have it say, please leave your message after the tone. When you're finished, you may hang up, or press button. See, listen, watch.
You reached the voicemail box of Zach Culverson. I'm unable to take your call at this time. Could leave your name, number, and a brief message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
See? Right to the beep.
That's lush.
Right to the beep. There's nothing. Leave your message after the tone. When you're finished, may hang up or press pound for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5. And then, of course, there's that 10-second long wait.
It just pisses you off.
Beep! And then you leave your message.
Hey, call me back.
And then, you know, you're trying to leave it, and all of a sudden, are you finished? Are you done? Oh, man, we got to run. And we got more than one, I think, too. Talk about the twins. So, yeah, please, if you are in... Oh, I'm going to have a nice voicemail there. If you are... Have a cell phone, please set your voicemail up. It pisses
Austin
me off.
Austin Trunz.
Okay. Yeah, I mean...
At least even Doyle has a voice message.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doyle. We got to stop dropping names. Nobody knows who these people
get
are.
Get better, Doyle.
Yeah, hopefully. See, here's the deal. If you're going to go out and take your shirt off and go fishing, wear some sunscreen. It's very simple.
Especially if you're going for 12 hours.
Exactly. He's going to get skin cancer. It's too bad. Too bad. I don't know why you don't. Why don't you just wear sunscreen, Doyle?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? What else? What else? We're getting an Xbox Live app pretty soon. No, we're not. I want to, though. iHeartRadio has it. Why don't we have one?
I don't know.
I got to give the higher ups a call.
When are we going to host the Horn Chell Tournament?
Chell Tournament?
Yeah.
NHL 12?
Yeah.
Pretty soon, you know, right after the kickball tournament, or the
four square
tournament, yeah.
That went downhill.
Yeah, it went, because Chem did it.
Yeah.
I can plan things, except for Halby Fest. I cannot plan that.
That's been a blast.
That's the one thing that I can't do. Halby Fest, 2011. Ugh.
Didn't that one get rained out?
I kind of let it go. I just got tired of it. But, you know, it just happens. Things just don't work out, and you just kind of keep moving on, you know? That's just how things go. All right? So, do I miss Halby Fest? Of course I do. Did I want it to happen?
Halby Fest 2011.
That was great, but we couldn't get it done, Chad. So, next year, if you're in event planning, do you get it? What was that for?
What?
What was that?
What?
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 Do we need event planners too? We're gonna have the Horn events.
We're gonna run out the River Center.
We're gonna have a 16 plus at the River Center.
We're gonna have an expo.
We're gonna have an expo
during the high school hockey tournament.
I don't know about that. I think I might be taken. I was thinking more maybe host a big huge concert at the Myth, like with a bunch of different bands called Halveystock.
Oh
and,
yeah.
And you know
that'd be lush.
We'll do 18 plus.
No, we're not 18.
No, we'll do 15 plus, unless you sound more than that over the phone.
Oh God!
Wait, what are we talking
about? What?
Yeah, do that. We'll just get a bunch of bands, maybe local bands, maybe some national bands.
Get some Alex Santee, maybe.
Alex Santee is talented.
Yeah, he is.
Very talented. He's probably at the Twins game right now. He's got season tickets. No, he just caught it.
That's him!
That's him! No, it's not. It's Joe Maurer.
Oh, they're going to...
DVR people. It's great. So what happened? He missed it.
He picked it up. Oh, he stole it.
Oh, yeah. They're going at it.
Hold on. How about that Cubs-Twins rivalry?
I'm going to throw it into the slow motion here. Let's see what would happen here. All right, so the ball comes down. We're doing this live. Basically, it was a foul ball. It hit off the ground.
Right through the Cubs guy's hand.
Went through his hand. Went through the Cubs guy's hand, bounced on the ground, off the seat, and the Twins guy picked it up, and the Cubs guy's pissed because he didn't grab it the first time. And then they go, he turns around, and they're about to go at it. He takes his sunglasses off. Are you kidding me? This Cub guy is just pissed.
He just threw a punch.
They kind of look like each other in a way.
They kind of look like they could be related.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. So if we hear about a fight later in the evening about a Twins game.
Yeah. Which I doubt happened. But
I don't think it would have happened. Maybe, I don't know. So what do we have here? How long into this show?
7 hours.
I think we're good enough. We can probably wrap it up here.
We have baseball practice.
Yeah, you do. Tonight at 6.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say hi to my parents, too, when they get here. They've been gone for years, fortunately. But they're back. So, unfortunately, I have to go back to living with my parents. It's just like when I'm going to be 18 and graduate high school.
I thought they were going to throw you out.
I don't know. They probably will. The way they are. Mm-hmm. So, shall we go?
Yeah.
Should we take off?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, Chad, any final thoughts?
No.
Well, Chad Olson, I'm Zach Halverson. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Chalvey Show right here on the Halverson Olson Radio Network. We'll leave you with a classic Zach Halverson program bit. It's called Hugo Knight.
I came to school. All us wiper kids are really cool. Venice Heights kids are all fools. And Gem Lake's full of tools. Yeah, cause it goes on and on and on. And it goes on and on and on. Yeah, I see rednecks at school sometimes saying ayo, they're from Hugo. I see them kissing their cousins, saying ayo, they're from Hugo, cause they're in the 4-H club, and they farm all right, and they smoke all day, and drink beer all night, cause I told you once, how I told you twice, in Hugonian's hair, it is full of lice, my sin all of their houses and their lockers, toothpick and all of their mouse. And I'm not the only one to say this. Hugo is full of pigs and cows, and that's just their moms, and that's just their moms. I'm gonna put my hands in the air. Hands in the air, put your hands in the air, yeah. I see rednecks at school sometimes saying ayo, they're from Hugo. I see them kissing their cousins saying ayo, they're from Hugo, cause they're in the 4-H club, and they farm all right, and they smoke all day, and drink beer all night, cause I told you once, how I told you twice, in Hugonian's hair, it is full of lice.